I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
8:30 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Joining us right now with this great podcast, Ryan Ripken, and also ripping it with Ryan here on the baseball season and Baltimore baseball tonight. He is Ryan Ripken. What's going on, Ryan?
What's going on? Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday. Jeremy made this point earlier. We talk so much about Shohei Ohtani, and we should. He's the greatest baseball player I've ever seen in my life. However, man, Vlad Guerrero Jr. is having himself a whale of a postseason. And as I said to the guys earlier, I got the feeling that Vlad is not returning from where he is next year and beyond right now. I think he's entered that next level of his career.
Oh, no doubt about it. And before the season, or actually right when the season started, I got a chance to sit down with Toronto Blue Jays president Mark Shapiro. And this was right when they were trying to get the Vlad extension, you know, figured out. Would they get it figured out? And Mark, you know, just said how much, one, they wanted Vlad to be there long term, and two, Vlad has the opportunity, just like few athletes, to be with one team, to sign that contract, and then become the best position player in the history of the Toronto Blue Jays, and to really cement what his legacy could be. And then they go on this run of the season. And then he has this postseason where you're talking about the legacy and the type of player he is, and people are wondering, was Vlad Guerrero Jr. taking a step back? Is he going to be worth all this money? And you know, the answer is an emphatic yes. And when they've needed him the most, he has been unbelievable and clutch, and I'm with you. I think that he's going to carry this momentum, you know. But for right now, I know him and the Blue Jays, they're thinking about one more victory, and then Toronto gets to celebrate a World Series title that no one would have seen coming in this year.
Well, something else no one would have seen coming is a guy who has three major league starts and then fans 12 in the World Series. How do you find someone like a Trey Yesavage, like, to have enough confidence to throw him in a situation like that and know he's going to come through in a manner like that?
You know, I always like to hear what his peers say about him, and a lot of the Toronto Blue Jays teammates were saying they are blown away by how mature he is for the circumstances, the situation. It's almost like he's so new or green that it doesn't faze him. You're a rookie. You've barely been in the big leagues. Heck, you've barely been in the minor leagues. And now you're facing the Dodgers, the unbeatable all-star Dodgers, where it's just, they're inevitable, right? They're going to win this thing. And Trey isn't bothered. You know, and that's kind of also a good reminder with pitchers. You know, unlike any other player in baseball, is when pitchers have great stuff, and then you combine that great stuff with that it factor, where you have conviction when you throw the baseball, and you believe what you're going to do, and you have a fearlessness, it can be dangerous, and that's what you saw. You know, and his split change that he has too is devastating. Last night, and Blue Jays, man, they struck gold with that pick, but you know, he's it's the mental side for me that separated him. For a guy that young to be that poised, looks like the Blue Jays could have a could have a future star in their making for years to come. Not great for Oriole fans, but really special to see what he's gone out there and done.
Yeah, I'm if this game gets to a game seven, I'm curious how the Blue Jays stack up their pitchers, though. It's going to be This has been one of the best postseasons ever, and along for the ride during the postseason, the Orioles find a new manager. Your thoughts on the hire?
Yeah, somewhere in there, the Orioles, you know, new skip in town.
Yeah.
You know, I like the hire. You know, it's definitely when you take a step back, and most people that aren't in the baseball space, we're probably going, well, who is this guy? Because he's not the name that people know. And I think, you know, I heard Jerry, you and Rob talking about that maybe a couple of days ago about saying he's not the name. So people are wondering, oh, well, who is this guy? But it doesn't mean that he's not the right guy.
Right.
You know, sometimes it's even better because, you know, that expectation factor. But the reality is Craig has been, first off, he's been really liked everywhere he's gone. Former managers, former coaches, executives, people have raved with him about his ability and where they think he was going to go as a guy to be a big league manager. So that's number one. The number two, you know, he's got a background of being with three organizations, Rays, Giants, and the Guardians. But the Rays and Guardians for the majority of the time. And those two organizations, what's their focus? Little things and finding ways to win. And, you know, that's something I think is going to be emphasized here in 2026 for the Birds, and it needs to be. So I'm excited for them. It should be a high-pressure situation just because the Orioles are expected to contend again. But I'm excited to see what he can do, and I'm also excited to see what the rest of the coaching staff is going to look like, more importantly, because, you know, I want to see what that next group's going to look like here going into next year.
There he is, Ryan Ripken. Ryan, tell us all about your podcast.
Yeah, so Ryan Ripken Show, live around 5 p.m. each day, and, I think my last Ripken with Ryan with Bob is tomorrow 12-2, so tune in then, too, on The Fan.
There you go. Thanks a lot, Ryan. Have a good one, man.
Appreciate it, guys.
Thanks, man.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.